to Times of Refreshing with Apostle George Ayiku, Presiding Apostle and General Overseer of Love Community Chapel International, a church with a vision to reach out to the unreached in society with the gospel of Christ. As an evangelist, pastor, apostle, and teacher of the word, Apostle George Ayiku's passion for souls and discipleship has led to the establishment of over 100 branches of the church in Ghana and Africa, and he has written over 30 books that seek to disciple the Christian and teach him to be like Christ. Be blessed as you listen to this message by Apostle George Ayiku of Love Community Chapel International.
Continuation of last week's message. Please stay tuned.
Mark 10:45. Everybody, let's read. Go. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to what? Give his life a ransom. So Jesus Christ himself came to serve. So are you serving at all? If you are following Jesus, you must also be a servant. Amen. And as a servant, he learned obedience. Hebrews 5, verse 8, verse 9. As a servant, he learned to obey. He learned to obey. He learned service. Hebrews 5, 8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Amen. He learned obedience. And being made perfect. Being made perfect means matured. Okay, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey. So Jesus Christ, he was the Son of God. He came to serve, but he had to learn how to obey. Because there are rules to service. Obedience is key. You can't serve anyhow. You have to obey rules. Yes, you have to learn how to obey rules of engagement. Like for instance, if you are a singer, there are rules. You have to come for a rehearsal. And then flow. Yes, there are rules to everything. So obedience. You have to learn how to obey your leaders. Obey instructions. No matter how. The person leading you may be smaller than you, but still obey. Oh, this one, I'm older than him. I'm older than her. No. It's not about that. It's about serving God. Obedience. That's why you're not serving. Because you can't obey to come for rehearsals. Obey. Some of you can even become part of sanctuary keeping. But you have no time. One day when your body becomes frozen in the mortuary, that place, they'll have time. Say, we'll bury you 3 months' time. I know somebody who is dead and for 3 years, the person is still there. Oh, 3 years. 3 years. How did I know? Evangelism. I went to evangelism to win somebody. And the person said, I won't mention the place. So, what funeral is that? Say, oh, 3 years ago. And they're about to bury. 3 years in what? In mortuary. If you don't have time, then the mortuary will have time for you. So create time to serve God. We create time. I said, we create time. 24 hours, create some part of that time to serve God. Don't say, I don't have time. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ led obedience. He had to obey. Philippians 2, verse 5 to 8. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who been a form of God. Philippians 2, verse 5 to 8. If you look at that story, that's the scripture. Let this same mind be in you, okay? Jesus Christ was the form of God. Who being a form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Jesus Christ became obedient to the point of death. See, Jesus. Our master obeyed. He obeyed. So why can't you obey? So grace is given for service, but the service must become what? An obedient service. You obey. Simple rules. And you see results. I'll give you a few examples. Look at Paul. This is Jesus, but look at Paul. Acts 20, verse 19. Look at how Paul served God. In humility. Acts 20, 19. This is what Paul says. Serving the Lord with all humility. Some people serve God with pride. Your shoulders are too high. Yes. How can you serve God with pride? You won't go far. But serving God with humility. Humble yourself and serve God well. Be a humble servant of God. Don't be too bossy. Too big. Now some of us here, when you see even piece of paper on the compound, you won't pick it. It's for others to pick. Ah, me big man, should I pick piece of paper? You won't pick. They won't pick. To see something on a compound, you have to do. Maybe some chairs you have to rearrange. You won't do it that. Never. Because you are too big to rearrange chairs. Praise him. Hey, are we here? What soon now we crown? Now we yeah, Kesi. Soon now we yeah, Kesi. Oh. You are too big to serve. If you are too big to serve, you are too big to be blessed. Can I repeat myself? If you are too big to serve, you are too big to be blessed. Write it down. It's good. Amen. And with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Now I care about nothing that was profitable to you, but I've shown you and I've taught you publicly and from house to house. Paul was going from house to house, preaching God's word in all humility. Look, if you are humble, you won't mind going from house to house. But you are too big to enter people's houses to preach. Okasiye ni okasiye. Onoboye, onoba, onoba. Abo, okasiye. You are too big to enter houses to preach. Look at Paul. He was somewhere and obedient. He said what? He was preaching publicly in marketplaces. And then what? House to house. You are too shy to preach Jesus. Testifying both to Jews and also to the Gentiles. Repentance toward God and faith. You are too big. You are too shy to preach Jesus. You can't mention Jesus. This Jesus who saved you. This Jesus who died for you. This Jesus on the cross. He was naked on the cross. They took his clothes, right? And cast lots on his clothes. So that time he was naked. Yes, he was naked for you. So if you are shy to preach Jesus Christ, Jesus wasn't shy to die for you. Look at me, he wasn't shy on the cross for you. But you are shy to preach him. You are wicked. You are very wicked to see souls dying to hell and you don't tell them the gospel. You are wicked. On the cross, Jesus died on the cross. He wasn't shy to die on the cross. He wasn't shy to be naked on the cross. He wasn't shy. But you are feeling shy. Huh? If I ask you the last time you preached the gospel, tell me when. Some 10 years ago. Some a year ago. And we have come to church. Maybe what? You don't tell anybody about Christ. It's all about you. I, me, and myself. Once I'm fine, I'm fine. We don't care about any souls who are dying. No rescue of souls. Because you are feeling shy. You can't enter people's houses. You can't even preach on the street. I'm feeling shy to preach on the streets. Yesterday, I went to ask for evangelism, as I always did on Saturdays. And I met some brothers who are bus leading. Some of our members. It's so sad. Very sad. I had to get out of the car and stop somewhere, and we were talking. And some were even having alcohol in the glass. I didn't mind. If you saw me, you think I was also part of them. I don't care about that. I don't care. One day, I went to a place to preach. I entered a bar, and I preached to two guys. and they received Christ in the bar, the drinking bar. They knelt down and received Christ. If you saw me there, you say, Apostle is going to take appeal. Is that also? You insult me that this apostle, see where it's entering. Sinners can't come to God. God comes to sinners. If you don't tell the gospel there, they can't come. You know why? Later the guy, one of them died. Later after, that one of them died. If I hadn't gone there, we'd have gone to hell. So you are too big to preach Jesus. Ah, what do you have, Kra, that people don't have? What you have, Kra? Look, Job had everything new. One day lost all. You are too busy to preach Jesus. Too busy. Now I'm blessed. Oh, now I'm blessed. They say that I don't have time. I just don't have time. I mean, today they're calling me everywhere. Today I'm going to do business here. Hey, you don't have time. If God should seize your nose around you 2 minutes, you are gone. So where will business be now? Hey, talk to me, church. Are you here? How will business be now? Oh, I don't have time. I have time for other more important things. That's what church, don't worry, church is always there. I mean, so we know already. You know already. How many stuff you want? My last point. God hasn't called us to disgrace us. There are rewards for service. And I'll show you three of them and we'll close. Three. No, God hasn't called us to disgrace us. Psalm 45, verse 9. Isaiah 45, 19. I think something there. Isaiah 45, 19. God hasn't called us to seek him in vain. Amen. Yeah. I've not spoken in secret in the dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. No. No, you don't seek God in vain. If you seek God and serve God, he will bless you. He will bless you. I said he will bless you. Number one, there's greatness in service. God shall make you great. Those who serve God, they are great before God's presence. Mark 9:35. Quickly. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. So, in the sight of God, those who are servant of God are first. Are we here? You are first. If you are a servant, you are first. God puts you first. Mark 10:43. Mark 10:43. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be what? Your servant. Yeah. So you want to be great in God's sight. Look, it's not man's sight. In God's sight, God judges greatness by service. God judges greatness by what? By service. How much are you serving? That's how you become great. Amen. Please, are we here? Yes. Whoever of you become the chiefest shall be servant of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to minister, right? And give his life. Christ came to minister and give his life. So there's greatness in service. In God's presence, those you see, they are cleaning chairs. Those you see, they are cleaning the auditorium. Those you see, they are clearing the compound. Those you see, they are cleaning the toilet. They are the great. Those who serve. One day, a pastor was going to have a program, big program. And the ushers were tired. Those who clean were tired. And they needed money to do some things. The money was not coming. So the pastor decided to go and clean the toilet because they were tired. Everybody was tired. So he went in the night so that he wouldn't be seen. So he went and took mop. He was trying to clean a few places because the program was supposed to start the following day. A man came from nowhere. I want to see the pastor. Where is pastor? They look for him. So, well, maybe he may be somewhere. Let's go to the janitorial place to look for him. When they went there, the pastor was there cleaning and doing because the ushers were tired, the cleans were tired, and they didn't have money to hire more people to do, and there was no money. You know, God sent this man, and instantly the man wrote a check of $1 million to the pastor. Yes. In some places I've been to myself, there was one man, a general of a nation, army general. He was an usher of the church, army general. He would go to church, take off his uniform, and go and stand and ushering. He'd be ushering. After ushering, he'd go and back and take his ministry and then go. In some places in churches, they fight to clean the toilet. It's a fight. Me, I'll do it. So they have the shadow. Because that's where the blessing is. That's where the greatness is found. Please, are we here? So, greatness. Number two, Hannah. God will honor you. God will honor you. Yes. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Where Jesus is, a place of honor. That's where you'll be. You share life with Jesus. That's right. And it's a lot of messages today. You are more than a conqueror. You are breaking through. You are covered. Amen. If any man serve me, him will my father honor. The father will honor you. Hey, if you serve him, he will honor you. And you know, whenever they mention Hannah, it doesn't stand alone. Hannah and riches are twins. 1 Chronicles 29:12. When you mention Hannah, the next thing is riches. Both riches and Hannah come of thee. When you mention Hannah, riches will follow. So if you serve God, he will honor you with riches. Hey, are we here, church? Look, Abby, are you here? You want God to honor you? Start serving him right now. Start winning souls. Bringing people to church. You have a car, park 3 people inside. If you don't have a car, get Uber, put people inside. And serve God with that. Yes, Hannah will come. 1 Chronicles 29:26. If you read the whole account, the last part about David, okay? Amen. And he died in a good old age, full of riches and honor. 1 Chronicles 29:27-28. He died in a good old age, okay? Full of riches and what? Honor. Because riches and honor are twins. Where there's honor, there's what? There are riches. So if you serve God, he will honor you. Oh, tell somebody he will honor you. Last one, prosperity. Job 36:11. When you serve God, he will prosper you. All my life has been serving God. From 12 years old till now, I have not gone back. It's been great. If they obey, everybody, let's read, everybody go. Go. If they what? Oh, read ladder. Everybody go. Obey and serve him. They shall spend their days in what? Prosperity. And their years in pleasure. So prosperity is a function of what? Serving God. It's not a waste of time. It's not in vain to serve God. It's not a waste of time to serve God. Life is short, though. As a life is short, if there's something to do for God, do it now. Hallelujah. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord. Everybody go. Let's read, go. And ye shall serve the Lord, your God. And he shall what? Bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. It's a miracle. And when you are sick, God shall heal you. Because you are servant of God. I mean, God must have a case for you. I mean, to heal you. Why must I heal him? Because he serves me. A reason to heal you is that he serves me. Yeah. Yes. You won't die young. Because you are serving God's interest. He prolong your days. There's a reason to live. And it's to serve God. And because of that, you will live. Praise him. I said praise him. Hallelujah. How many of you will serve God from today? You serve God. He will take away sickness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love this. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days are what? I'll fulfill. Oh, may you live long. But find a service in the house of God to do. Look at this example that we close. Genesis 24:1. Abraham was very rich because he was a servant of God. He was old and was stricken in age. That is your portion. You'll be very old, stricken in age, and still looking very strong. 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, and you are still serving God. I want to stand and preach when I'm 115 years old, 120 years old. I'm still going out to preach the gospel. Is that your portion? Yeah. Job was a servant. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. But we read verse 3. For time, Job was very rich, the richest man in the whole world then, in the east. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen. Amen. And 500 she asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Great household. Great. It means that when the fufu were, there's fufu pounders in the house. Yes. People can cook, caterers in the house. Great household. And he was feeding them every day. That was Job. He was very rich. Why? Because he was a servant. May God make you rich this season. Last one, Hezekiah. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 21. And I finish the short message. And thus did, give me New King James. And thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. And he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. Continue. And every work that he began, that is Hezekiah, every work he began in the service of the house of God. In the service, look, it is not in vain to sow in the church, to build God's house. It's not in vain. Like we are building now, we want about 300,000 cities, okay, to do the flow. It's not in vain to sow 100,000. Hezekiah was doing serving the house of God. In the law and the commandment, to seek his God. He did it with all his heart. If you are serving God in the church, please do it all your... People will say things, but don't mind them. In every gathering, people will talk. They will be talkative. Hey, okay, this one. Please focus and serve God. Are you serving man or God? He did it all his heart. So what happened to him? What happened to Hezekiah? Hezekiah? He prospered for investing to the house of God with all his heart. He prospered. It's not in vain to invest. Yes. It's not in vain. I was at Gosu with my wife to join Reverend Stephen Stalimensa for a mission trip like I want to do at Kwa Prasu. Some two men came to me. So two men were chosen to me by Reverend Steve. Two guys. Maybe I showed you their picture next week. You know what they do? They are pharmacists. And they have a part of the program. It's called Lifeline. It is their job. They provided all the drugs from their own coffers. The church didn't pay anything for it. They started doing this time. This is a long time ago. Now they've graduated into it. They own pharmacies in Ghana. Yes, I mean they were providing all the drugs in the program. There's a place where you go when you are sick. You go. They give you free medicine. They provided all, and then they also bought. Hallelujah. They also brought wheelchairs. Plenty of them in the truck. I'll show you next week. They, only two people. Two. And see, because they began to do it in a small way, today is big time. God, they are blessed to bless humanity. Serving God. At one point, I had to go and lift somebody, a cripple, somebody who couldn't walk. I had to lift the person up and put him in a wheelchair. When I finished, I had to wheel the person from the place to very, very far to the street, and it was put in the bus. Jesus is Lord. There was one woman we took care of, my wife and I. She was like pregnant. Huh? Big tummy. It was fibroid. And so when we took her to eventually, they couldn't do operation. But we had to be talking with her every week to go to the hospital. She was giving medicines. We were paying for Momo from here. Momo. Every week. Sometimes 2 weeks. Momo. Eventually, she did the operation last week. They took the fibroid. And she was so happy. But who bore the expenses? Qtat and myself. We bore it. Operation. Expensive, but we bore it. Please, look at me. Whatever you have, you leave it. Whatever you are scrambling for. Right now, as I'm talking, your wardrobe is full of dresses. For the past 5 years, there's one dress. It's green. It's green, green, green. It's a green dress in your wardrobe. It's been there for 5 years. You don't wear it. Nobody should wear it. There's some shoes hiding. That brown shoe over there, when you go check up, it's a brown shoe. Who share ache? But it's still there. Who found Mansu? Who's the one share? Charlie, let's change our minds. Let's change our minds. Serve God with your substance. Let people benefit from you. Are we here? I think I'm done. God bless you. Oh, please stand your feet shortly. Stand your feet. We thank the Lord. We give him praise. After here, all the dresses you don't wear, Wednesday, I will expect them here. I am the nursling. Bring them to church. We're taking them to a front place. The money you have, let's buy something for people. Now we are building a church. There's big money in your account. You don't want to release it. But it will bless the whole congregation if that money is released to finish this place. May God bless you. As you serve God obediently. Lift your two hands up and just stand the Lord. Just stand the Lord shortly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank him and thank him and thank him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
When we walk with the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Let's sing this song.
God has ministered to you and you've been touched by the word which was brought to you by Reverend George Ayiku, Senior Pastor of Love Community Chapel.
You can join us at Love Community Chapel, Patasi Estate, near Loosefield Fashion Training Center. You are cordially welcome to join us during our Sunday and weekday services. Sundays, first service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, communion service is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Friday, miracle service start from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The venue is the Church Auditorium, Patasi Kumasi. Call us on 0277-58-3333. Come and meet Jesus right here, because his banner over us is love.